Katie!
Welcome to the Younglings Podcast, a Star Wars podcast by younglings for younglings, and anyone else who enjoys Star Wars.
Hi, I'm your host, Annie Friginal, age 10.
Hi, I am your co-host, Tessa Friginal, age 7.
Today in Younglings, we will talk about a Star Wars concert, we'll do a Star Wars trivia, and have a regular Q&A segment towards the end.
I think we have a problem.
Help do I get? Yes!
Roger, roger.
2 days ago, we went to see the Youth Philharmonic Orchestra perform. They played Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, followed by a Star Wars suite. It was great. They played the music, perfectly. I am really thankful for their hard work that they put into playing this music.
I felt like I was listening to a CD or watching the movie. It was so cool.
Yeah. It was also very cool seeing all the Star Wars fans in attendance, also seeing many younglings there with their lightsabers. It was really cool. There were also many collectibles on display there, right?
Yeah, there were a lot. There was this Yoda from Disneyland that was conducting with his lightsaber.
Yeah, that was cool. And we even got to meet the owner of it.
They're a huge Star Wars fan, they say. She's been collecting since she was in junior high.
So they also had other cool stuff like movie posters for episode 1 and 4.
So yeah, really, and they had this cutout of Jango Fett and R2 that you could take pictures.
I would really recommend you guys, all you who are listening, to figure out if any local orchestras are going to be playing Star Wars music, because it's really worth it. We're going to play a short clip of what they performed. I hope you like it. They're such a good orchestra, and if you like it too, you'll probably want to check the Youth Philharmonic Orchestra out, or if you don't live local in Fresno, then you'll probably want to look around and see if you have any orchestras like them, because it's really worth it.
Yeah, it is worth it, and it's really fun.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
I can arrange that.
Call Wazy!
Today we're going to have a trivia segment, and we'll have as our guest Sam Musgrave, 27 Earth years old. He's a Jedi Master, a teaching pastor at Sovereign Hope Church, and a professor at Fresno Pacific University.
Greetings, younglings.
Our other guest is my sister, Zion, age 4. She just had her birthday a few days ago. Happy birthday, Zion.
Thank you.
My co-host and I will be asking the two guests questions, and they will have to answer them. If they don't answer them right, then the opponent gets to answer it for them. Whoever has the most points at the end of the trivia wins. Are you ready?
I've never been more ready in my life.
So, Zion, it's your turn. I wanted to know who plays Han Solo.
Harrison Ford.
Very good, Zion. He's a very handsome man.
Sam, who plays R2-D2?
A strange beeping vacuum.
Incorrect, Zion. Who plays R2-D2?
You know this one.
Kenny Baker. Oh!
Very good, Zion. Another handsome man. Kenny Bacon?
Round two. What was the name of Han Solo's spaceship?
The Millennium Falcon.
Oh, very good. Very fast ship.
Sam, which planet was the scene for a famous snow battle in Empire Strikes Back?
I'm going to...
It's definitely not Tatooine.
It's not Tatooine. No, I know that. I'm going to say that it is Antarctica Pelagia.
Zion, since Sam Musgrave was unable to answer this question, I would like to ask you, which planet was the scene for a famous snow battle in The Empire Strikes Back, Zion? The Battle of...
Hot.
Good job!
Oh, man! No. The Force is strong with Zion.
I sense many midichlorians in
here. She has a lot of midichlorians.
So, Zion, you answered that question correctly. Now, I want to know who plays Princess Leia.
Carrie Fisher.
Ooh, very good.
Right now, Zion has scored 5 points.
How many do I have?
Zero.
Five. Ooh, this is a good one.
Sam, who plays C-3PO?
I am not good with cast trivia, nor am I good with planet trivia. I am going to go with the answer, Michael Caine.
Zizi, since Sam answered this question incorrectly, can you tell us who plays C-3PO?
Anthony Daniel.
Ooh, good. That was so good.
Zion, who plays Padme Amidala?
Natalie Portman.
That's good. Very good. Very good. Yes.
Again!
Sam, what was the name of the Emperor?
Chancellor Palpatine. Correct?
Congratulations, yes. Sam! You just scored your very first point!
Yes! And all of the universe celebrates with me.
Zion, so this is your last question, but we want you to answer it right so that you break our world record. Okay. So right now, I'm going to ask you, what is the name of the character in the Force Awakens teaser trailer who rides the speeder?
Rey.
I bow my robe to you.
This is the last question for Sam. Sam, what is the name of the character in The Force Awakens, who happens to be a stormtrooper in the desert?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I'm very proud of the 1 point that I've earned, Tessa. And the character who happens to be a stormtrooper in The Force Awakens is Ricky Skywalker.
No.
No?
His name was Finn!
Finn? Huckleberry?
No.
Oh! It's Bubba Fett's kid, right? Finn, isn't it Finn Fett?
No.
Aww.
At the end of the game, Zion had 9 points and Sam had 1. Congratulations, Zion, you're the winner! The Force be with you.
How can you do this? And what do you mean?
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Let's start the Q&A segment. Sam, you asked us a question a few days after the first episode came out.
You asked us, how did Yoda do all those amazing Jedi ninja moves on Count Dooku when he normally required a cane to walk?
Yeah, I've just always been confused by that because Yoda seems really frail, old, he's almost 1,000 years old. He always needs a cane to walk, and then he just busted out big time in a few battles throughout all of the movies.
The answer is, Yoda's like that because when he is in a duel, the Force is being exercised within him, and he is one with the Force. In The Empire Strikes Back, Yoda says that he uses the Force only for knowledge and defense, which excludes physical strength. When he's walking or sitting, he is not exercising the Force, so he needs a cane. When Yoda died and became one with the Force, he still had his cane, symbolic of what he was before he died. Like how Jesus will still have the scars from the nails in his hands in heaven. So Sam, does this answer your question?
Not only does that answer my question, but that gives me a very neat appreciation for the gospel. Thank you, Annie.
You're welcome.
That was awesome. Really cool answer.
I wanted to discuss the answer. Do you know what discuss means, Sam?
Yes. Unlike Soji, who has come and gone before me, I do know the meaning of discuss. Yeah, you know, Annie and Tessa, I've never thought about it that way. I always assumed that Yoda was always using the Force, always one with the Force. I forgot that he had said it's only in moments of, fighting, defense, or whatever it may be, that he uses the Force. So that really helped me.
I'm glad that we were able to answer your question, and if any of you listeners out there have any questions, please post them either through a video or a regular post on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/theyounglingspodcast. Thank you, Sam, for joining us, and we hope to have you on the podcast later on.
May the Force be with you, Annie and Tessa.
To listen to our future episodes, search The Younglings Podcast on iTunes, or visit our website, www.theyounglingspodcast.wordpress.com.
Thank you once again to our guests Sam Musgrave and Zion Fitchino.
We'd like to thank our producer, our dad, our supporter, our mom, and our listeners. But until next time,
may the Force be with you!